Welcome to the Chrisman Commentary Daily Mortgage News Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Chrisman. Topics on today's episode include how time flies, my interview with Loan Vision's Paul Loftus on the competitive landscape of the mortgage market and strategic direction in the mortgage accounting space, and rates hit their highs of 2024. Thanks to today's podcast sponsor, Loan Vision. Loan Vision is the mortgage banking industry's premier mortgage accounting solution with over 240 independent mortgage banks and banks. Customers on Loan Vision see a 10% reduction in fallout, 30% reduction in time to close the books, and a 20% reduction in accounting headcount, allowing them to operate their business more efficiently and profitably. Take your accounting department from cost center to revenue generator now with Loan Vision. To learn more, visit loanvision.com today. Did you know that Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae have their driver's permits? I'm kidding about the permit, but it has been 16 years since they were placed under conservatorship, under the FHFA. Of course, no regulator ever wants their job to go away, so it's doubtful that the FHFA will be an active proponent of releasing them into the wild. Besides, their focus has, in recent years, shifted to first-time homebuyers and previously underserved markets. While we're on the passing of the years, at a recent TMC session on leadership, First Community's Keith Cantor reminded everyone that it was 4 years ago that managers and companies sent everyone home due to the pandemic. Companies couldn't hire fast enough. 2 years later, rates moved higher and managers were dealing with layoffs. Ever since, management teams have been focused on what is working, what is not working, and what employees need from their supervisors. It's a good exercise to partake in several times a year, especially important as rates continue to tick higher. Market reaction to the inflation numbers from Friday, which showed core prices in February cooled relative to the spike observed in January, while personal spending rose more than anticipated on the heels of the largest gain in wages in the past year, was a little sour to open this trading week. Bonds and MBS prices were down, and thus rates moved up toward their highest levels of 2024. Both that report and yesterday's data releases from the manufacturing sector supported ongoing hawkishness among Federal Open Market Committee officials. The S&P Global U.S. Manufacturing PMI dipped slightly in the final reading for March, while the ISM Manufacturing Index unexpectedly returned into expansion. U.S. manufacturing expanded in March for the first time since 2022 on a sharp rebound in production and stronger demand, while input costs climbed. For today's interview, I wanted to welcome to the show Loan Vision's Paul Loftus to talk about the competitive landscape of the mortgage market and strategic direction of the mortgage accounting space. As CEO of Loan Vision, he's responsible for setting and executing the global strategy for the company. He's known for putting a laser focus on the development of talent and creating regular cadence and discipline around process and proper messaging both to the market and his employees. With the customer at the core of everything he does, he leads the development and delivery of SaaS software to solve problems that result in positive outcomes.
I think it's good to bring kind of a personal element to some of these interviews. And I want to start by asking you about your background, both professionally and personally, and then why you chose Loan Vision.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Robbie. I appreciate it. I chose Loan Vision because I felt like it was the natural progression in my career. I've spent the lion's share of my career in the go-to-market side, whether it was 16 years at ADP or 6 years at Wolters Kluwer, or my last, 8 to 10 in private equity. A majority of my career has been dedicated to serving the accountant community. In some way, shape, or form, I've either served the CPA community and or sold into the office of the CFO. And so, it was a natural progression. Although I've been outside of the mortgage space until this role, I've been in the financial services space and in the office of the CFO and or the accountant community. Loan Vision really provided an opportunity, not only the business and offering what I believe is the premier accounting software in the mortgage space, like built by the mortgage industry for the mortgage industry, but also an opportunity to really advance what I would call an underserved part of financial services, this mortgage space. So it felt like an opportunity for me. Personally, I'm the youngest of six kids, and my three older brothers are CEOs, and I had been a CRO up until this point. And I noticed that, you know, I've fixed a lot of things in my career, but I've never grown something quite the way that I felt the opportunity to grow Lone Vision. And the trajectory that was provided to me, and the stability of this company, and the great product set, and the, you know, really deep customer penetration in the market, over 260 customers. I felt like this was a great opportunity to really serve the accountant community, but deliver a premier product in adjacent markets that will be for years to come. So it was an opportunity for me to grow. Like, I've watched my brothers grow their companies over the years. And it was an opportunity for me to really take something that I've done and been a part of and take it to the next level.
That's a great answer. So how do you see Lone Vision evolving from here, kind of the future for it and the mortgage accounting space in general?
Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, I just want to give credit to Martin Kerr, who is the founder of Lone Vision. His vision and his execution was fantastic. The platform that he put it on, Microsoft platform, with you know, hosting in Azure, it's a secure environment where you don't have the normal concerns a CEO has. And so I just want to first and foremost say, you know, what a tremendous you know, runway Martin has provided for me and this business. As we look at, you know, the end of 22, we were purchased by Banyan Software, and Banyan is really the private equity behind our business. And as you look at the opportunity for growth in Lone Vision, it's really about better serving our customers and better serving and better delivering innovative products. What I mean by that is, as I kind of walk through the MBA conferences, I see there's a lot of best of breed. There is a need for tech consolidation, but more importantly, there's a need for helping our customers at a time of need. There's no question this is a tough economic time, Robbie, and I think we are in a position where we can help, where we can, you know, increase the cash flow in a business. And again, if I had a dollar for every time a software salesperson told me that his ROI was going to make me rich, I'd have a pile of dollar bills on my desk. But the reality is, Robbie, what we've done is we've surveyed our customers. We have over 260 customers, and we surveyed them and got an answer back on, you know, where is the largest return that you saw by running Lone Vision in your business? And what they came back to us was staggering numbers. These aren't numbers I'm making up. These are actually from our customer base. 30% reduction in time to close the books, right? That's an OpEx reduction. 20 to 25% reduction in accounting headcount staffing. And this is the staggering one, right? 10% reduction in fallout. I mean, you just move that fallout number a couple percentage points and you pay for our software for a couple of years. And we're talking about a 10% reduction. So by becoming the innovation partner of the business behind the business is really what we're after, and allowing our customer base, both independent mortgage banks and, you know, those mid-tier banks, to really become more productive, more effective, and ultimately, you know, more profitable.
What's the roadmap look like for Lone Vision? I mean, how's the product evolve going forward?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. The promise I made at our user conference, where we had over 150 attendees in September last year, the promise I made is that we are going to become an innovation partner. We are not going to be a vendor for these folks. We're going to become an innovation partner. And the roadmap is really what I meant by that. When I started in this role in second quarter of 23, I talked to a lot of CFOs, and they told me, hey, Paul, you do a really great job. I mean, you guys came onto the scene and took over the premier spot almost overnight because you provided loan level detail in the cloud in an environment that was, you know, really easy to use and navigate. But you do a really good job of looking back with historical data. But we need help helping us predict and project our business. And so with a partnership with Terra Verde, their Cohesis business unit, we have developed what we call Loan Vision Predictive Analytics and Modeling Tool, LVPAM, if you will. And the future of how you predict and project your business is really where I see us in the market today. I guess let's just be realistic. The loan origination volume that we saw in 19 and in 20 is not coming back anytime soon. And the reality of the market that we're in today and our customers are in today, it's tight. And if you're not doing more with less, you're going to be at a competitive disadvantage. And so we hear from our prospective customers that they're losing deals due to price, due to rates, due to a multitude of different reasons. And they're losing to the prospect of our prospects are losing to our customers because they're more effectively and efficiently running their business. They're looking closely at, you know, their top tiering, their talent. They're looking closely at predictions and predictive analytics that will help them better measure their business and better regulate it. So it's about making sure that you're running your business more effectively and more efficiently. It's less about just that loan level detail that we came onto the scene and became the premier industry leader of. And now where we're going is, you know, better modules, better predictions, better tiering, better top grading, you know, better partnership with our customers to allow them to run a more effective business with a lower loan origination.
Certainly very ambitious. What do you think the biggest challenges will be for you this year and next year?
It's getting the word out. I mean, Roddy, I tell you, you know, I have customers that say, you know, they experience our ROI that I was talking about, those significant reductions in cost and freeing up cash. Most people think buying software costs more money. It's not the case. I mean, we actually are having conversations that to the people that aren't using us today in the, you know, independent mortgage banks or even, you know, the banking industry, the people that aren't using us are at a competitive disadvantage. They're operating at a higher cost than their competitors that are running Loan Vision. That's just the reality. And so getting that word out and allowing people to truly understand that you don't have to deal with and settle for antiquated technology of our competition. You can have the latest and greatest on the secure software of Microsoft 365 and Azure and hosted in Azure. And you can have that security. You can have that functionality. So your user level can be happy, but you can also deliver the rates. So to me, it's, you know, that's why I'm super appreciative of, you know, the Chrisman newsletter that I've read and our advertising there and obviously this podcast, because it's giving us a broader audience that can spread this message that says, you know, don't settle for a competitive disadvantage. Run your business more effectively. Don't wait. You know, the old saying of survive till 25, that makes me sick to my stomach. Produce more in 24. You don't have to wait for the loan origination to come back to be back to your profitability of 19 and 20. You can do that right now and free up cash to be able to prepare and predict your business as you, you know, set, get ready for the return. Now, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know when that return is, Robbie. If you do, we should play the lottery. But I do know that it's going to come back. It's a cyclical space. And we're at a position right now that we're preparing our businesses, our customers, for that return, and we're allowing them to be more profitable, not only in a down economic time, but as this returns, they're prepared and ready for that growth that's ahead better than ever before.
And finally, before I let you go today, what's your commitment to Loan Vision's customers and partners?
To be a partner.
Well put.
I will be really frank with you. I think when we came onto the market in 2013, we had really, really fast growth. And what we were bringing to the market was innovation. And customers hadn't seen this level of loan level detail and the usability. And so we hadn't innovated as much as we should have over the last couple of years. And so we put a huge emphasis in this last year of bringing new products to the market and being that partner that's answering the questions before they even actually have them. One of them was predictive analytics. I heard from the CFOs loud and clear from our customer base, we need you to help us run our business more efficiently and more effectively and ultimately more profitably. But the next up is artificial intelligence, right? Getting rid of some of these antiquated processes that we've accepted as the cost of doing business. The biggest one is fallout. You know, we've accepted that industry standard of 22% fallout. That's ridiculous, in my opinion. You should have a reason and understand why you're having that fallout and be able to proactively, proactively slow that down or even stop it. And so my commitment is we're going to help each and every one of our customers, 268 plus and growing at a rapid rate. We're going to help them grow. We're going to help them be more profitable. We're no longer going to be a vendor to them. We're going to be a true partner that's going to think about the questions and think about the roadblocks and the bumps in the road before they actually even hit them. We've brought over 75 customers from our largest competitor in the last couple of years. And there's a reason why people are saying things like to me, Paul, it's not if, it's when, right? Or Paul, it looks like, you know, Lone Vision is on the roadmap of your competitive, tech roadmaps. It's the reason why people are coming to us is because they're now starting to spread that we're freeing up cash and we're making businesses. You know, I had heard a CFO say the other day, Paul, you know, we're actually turned our accounting department into a profit center instead of a cost center. That's a huge statement from a financial person. They don't mince words. So I'm extremely excited about my promise to our customers to be a partner, to be an innovation partner, to be a software provider that will allow you to navigate what's ahead, both the ups and the downs, as we do it together in the coming years.
Well, I wish you the best of luck on that path. And I want to thank you very much for making the time for me today. I thought this was great. And hopefully we talk soon.
Thanks so much, Robbie. I appreciate the opportunity. And thank you to all of your loyal following for listening in today.
Keep in mind that March non-farm payroll employment data will be the headline this week. Growth likely decelerated in March, holding the unemployment rate unchanged and indicating the modest margin of slack in the economy is slowing wage growth to a pace more typical of a balanced job market. We learned yesterday that total construction spending, which was expected to have risen, declined 0.3% during February, the second consecutive monthly drop. An increase in residential outlays was not enough to offset a fall in non-residential spending, as most major categories of non-residential spending slipped during the month, reflecting the impact of higher interest rates and tighter lending standards. Construction spending was expected to be buoyed by single-family construction and non-residential buildings subsidized by government incentives for renewables and semiconductor reshoring. Fed Chair Powell reminded market participants at the end of last week that the Fed is in no hurry to begin cutting rates. He mentioned that there might be some seasonal noise in first quarter data, as it encompasses more than just inflation, and perhaps the fourth quarter was understated, which makes January and February overstated. Bond traders are now pricing in fewer Fed rate cuts this year, and the solid U.S. factory data reinforced speculation that the central bank will be in no rush. The odds of a first cut in June are moving down toward 50%, while 325 basis point cuts for 2024, at the June, September, and December FOMC meetings, are currently pricing in as the highest probability. Fed Governor Wallow echoed Chair Powell's comments yesterday, saying there's no rush to lower interest rates and emphasizing that recent economic data warrants delaying or reducing the number of cuts this year. Today's economic calendar gets underway shortly with Redbook same-store sales for the week ending March 30th, and will be followed by February factory orders, JOLTS job openings, several short-duration Treasury auctions, and a litany of Fed speakers, all current FOMC voters. After the bearish mood yesterday sent the 10-year yield climbing 12 basis points to 4.33%, we begin Tuesday with agency MBS prices worse an eighth and the 10-year yielding 4.35%, with the 2-year up to 4.72%. Let's wrap up with a joke and some housekeeping. The buzzword in today's business is marketing. People often ask for a simple explanation of marketing, so here it is. You're a man and you see a good-looking woman at a party. You go up to her and say, "I'm fantastic in bed." That's direct marketing. You're at a party with a bunch of friends and see a good-looking girl. One of your friends goes up to her and, pointing at you, says, "He's fantastic in bed." That's advertising. You see a handsome girl at a party and go up to her and get her telephone number. The next day, you call and say, "Hi, I'm fantastic in bed." That's telemarketing. You see a girl at a party, straighten your tie, walk up to her, pour her a drink, and say, "May I?" Reach up to fix her blouse, brushing gently against her, and say, "By the way, I'm fantastic in bed." That's public relations. You're at a party and see a good-looking girl. She walks up to you and says, "I hear you're fantastic in bed." That's brand recognition. You're at a party and see a good-looking girl. She fancies you, but you talk her into going home with your friend. That's a sales rep. Your friend can't satisfy her, so she calls you. That's tech support. You're on your way to a party when you realize there could be good-looking girls in all these houses you're passing. So you climb onto the roof of one and shout at the top of your lungs, "I'm fantastic in bed." That's junk mail. Thanks again to today's podcast sponsor, Loan Vision. With Loan Vision, the mortgage banking industry's premier mortgage accounting solution, you can take your accounting department from cost center to revenue generator, operating more efficiently and profitably. Visit loanvision.com to learn more. If you have any questions about the podcast or sponsoring opportunities, send me an email at robbie@robchrisman.com. Visit robchrisman.com for more information on our industry partners, access to archived commentaries, and how to subscribe to the daily mortgage news and commentary. To listen to or download past episodes of this podcast, search Mortgage News on any platform you get your podcast from.